Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathleen Abernathy is with us. We finally were able to run her down and get her out of her busy schedule. She's Executive Vice President of External Affairs for Frontier Communication, and they've been really busy helping out some important main streets around the country. Kathleen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, and again, my apologies for being late.
That's okay. Listen, it's all right. We're glad you're here. Finally made it. I've been bragging on you guys. Your ABC program, and you allowed us to kind of hang out with you guys a little bit on that and help a little bit, and so we're just so proud of what you guys done. Quickly, tell the audience what it's all about.
So we decided that we wanted to invest in rural America, and we didn't want to wait for a big government program, so we partnered with some other companies, Dish and CoBank and Weather Channel, and we put together a big pot of money to encourage local communities to come together with plans for how they're going to rejuvenate and really energize their local communities with programs to drive investment into that local community.
And you started out with, what, 50 main streets?
Well, right. We started out with about 300.
There you go.
Then we took it down to 60, then we took it down to about 25, and now we are down to 8 finalists who are competing for a $3 million, $2 million, and $1 million prize.
When are you going to announce that?
We're doing that on April 15, later this year.
Where?
We're going to do it out in Everett, Washington. We celebrated in Nashville. We celebrated
right.
in Raleigh.
Yep, I was with you in Nashville. That was fun.
Right. And now we're going to be out in Washington State. We've got applicants from Washington State.
But you got second place winners, right? I mean, that, it isn't just the first place winner that gets money.
Correct. The first place gets $3 million, second place gets $2 million, and third place gets $1 million. But in the meantime, all of these finalists, these 8 finalists, we gave them seed money of $100,000. Go back, and for a year now, they've been working on their proposals, implementing and really, you know, building on their vision and their plan for their community.
Right, right. So, and you haven't announced who the winner is, though, right?
We have not.
But you're going to break that news on my show right now, right? Huh? Come on, Kathleen.
The candidate will win. The best candidate.
Oh, I thought you were here to break news.
Sorry.
I'll be darned.
Although there's been a lot of breaking news as we've been dealing with, you know, ongoing changes at the FCC.
I want to ask you about that. But one last thing on this, on the ABC program.
Mm-hmm.
So this is in April, right? And what will happen? And then you'll give the folks money. Then what happens after that?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and follow and work with them, and then we're going to be looking at it as a company and saying, okay, what did we learn from this prize competition? How can we carry it forward?
Right.
How can we do it again in a bigger, better way?
Right.
Because this really, these communities are amazingly dedicated to improving the lives for all of their local citizens.
Kathleen, we've got to look. America's got to look back to Main Street.
Absolutely.
Because you know, let me tell you something, and you've heard me say this before. What's good for Main Street towns, cities, what's good for small business is good for the world.
Absolutely.
There's no question about that, and so that's the reason why I salute you guys for what you've done. And please mark me down as a to help in whatever you're doing in the future.
Oh, thank you, Jim. That's great. That's great. You're out there every day talking and supporting and providing information to all these small towns and communities, and that's the bedrock of our country.
Yep, absolutely. So, all right, let's just switch over to policy now. You got a new chairman, Ajit Pai.
Yes.
Is the new chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, and Tom Wheeler's gone. Tom Wheeler wasn't a bad guy, but he worked for a president who had a warped way of thinking about America, in my opinion. And what do you think the new guy's going to do?
I think the new guy is incredibly smart, talented, and committed to doing whatever it takes to help businesses thrive and flourish.
What's his big issue? Now, we had a former FCC member, commission member on the show. Harold Prescott Roth was on, and he gave him a thumbs up like you did. But what do you think are going to be the most important things that he's going to be focused on? Hopefully take the Internet out of the Title II category of being a utility.
Correct. That is one of his huge things. He looks at that and says, are you kidding me? Why would I do that? Why would I regulate people to death so that they can't provide services?
Why would we regulate something that wasn't broken and that has done more to grow the economy than anything?
Correct. And why would we create disincentives for ongoing investment?
Yep.
Because if you create disincentives to investment, we'll still, big companies will always invest in big cities because the margins are fine.
That's right.
But when you create those disincentives, who gets hurt? The smaller rural market. Always. And so he wants to get out of the way of companies investing and building. But at the same time, he said, look, I'm going to really focus on how I can drive broadband to rural America.
Right.
With private investment and using good old American ingenuity. And
Catherine, I got to wrap it up. I need your email where they can find out more about your ABC program.
America'sBestCommunities.com.
America'sBestCommunities.com, also Frontier Communication, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Kathleen, good job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Jim. You too.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.